Today is the 11th day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and it is wonderful to be here today with you as we gather again. Another day, another step forward, another opportunity for God to speak to us through His Word, another opportunity for us to listen. And so let's dive in. We have been getting ourselves moved into the book of Isaiah. And I guess we're moved in. We're about a little over 10% through the book. It's a longer book. So let's move forward into Isaiah for today. And Isaiah for today will be chapters 8 and 9. The Lord said to me, "Take a large scroll and write on it with an ordinary pen, Mahar, Shalal, Harsh, Baz." So I called in Uriah the priest and Zechariah son of Jeberechiah as reliable witnesses for me. Then I made love to the prophetess, and she conceived and gave birth to a son. And the Lord said to me, "Name him Mahar, Shalal, Harsh, Baz. For before the boy knows how to say, 'My father,' or 'My mother,' the wealth of Damascus and the plunder of Samaria will be carried off by the king of Assyria." The Lord spoke to me again, "Because this people has rejected the gently flowing waters of Shiloah and rejoices over Rezin and the son of Remaliah, therefore the Lord is about to bring against them the mighty floodwaters of the Euphrates, the king of Assyria with all his pomp. It will overflow all its channels, run over all its banks, and sweep on into Judah, swirling over it, passing through it and reaching up to the neck. Its outspread wings will cover the breadth of your land. Emmanuel. Raise the war cry, you nations, and be shattered. Listen, all you distant lands. Prepare for battle and be shattered. Prepare for battle and be shattered. Devise your strategy, but it will be thwarted. Propose your plan, but it will not stand. For God is with us." This is what the Lord says to me, with his strong hand upon me, warning me not to follow the way of this people. "Do not call conspiracy everything this people calls a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear, and do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread. He will be a holy place for both Israel and Judah. He will be a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. And for the people of Jerusalem, he will be a trap and a snare. Many of them will stumble. They will fall and be broken. They will be snared and captured. Bind up this testimony of warning and seal up God's instruction among my disciples. I will wait for the Lord, who is hiding his face from the descendants of Jacob. I will put my trust in him. Here am I, and the children the Lord has given me. We are signs and symbols in Israel from the Lord Almighty who dwells on Mount Zion. When someone tells you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? Consult God's instruction and the testimony of warning. If anyone does not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn. Distressed and hungry, they will roam through the land when they are famished. They will become enraged, and looking upward, will curse their king and their God. Then they will look toward the earth and see only distress and darkness and fearful gloom, and they will be thrust into utter darkness. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The Lord has sent a message against Jacob. It will fall on Israel. All the people will know it. Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say with pride and arrogance of heart, "The bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with dressed stone. The fig trees have been felled, but we will replace them with cedars." But the Lord has strengthened Rezin's foes against them and has spurred their enemies on. Arameans from the east and Philistines from the west have devoured Israel with open mouth. Yet for all this, his anger is not turned away. His hand is still upraised. But the people have not returned to him who struck them, nor have they sought the Lord Almighty. So the Lord will cut off from Israel both head and tail, both palm branch and reed in a single day. The elders and dignitaries are the head. The prophets who teach lies are the tail. Those who guide this people mislead them, and those who are guided are led astray. Therefore the Lord will take no pleasure in the young men, nor will he pity the fatherless and widows. For everyone is ungodly and wicked. Every mouth speaks folly. Yet for all this, his anger is not turned away. His hand is still upraised. Surely, wickedness burns like a fire. It consumes briars and thorns. It sets the forest thickets ablaze so that it rolls upward in a column of smoke. By the wrath of the Lord Almighty, the land will be scorched and the people will be fuel for the fire. They will not spare one another. On the right, they will devour but still be hungry. On the left, they will eat but not be satisfied. Each will feed on the flesh of their own offspring. Manasseh will feed on Ephraim and Ephraim on Manasseh. Together they will turn against Judah. Yet for all this, his anger is not turned away. His hand is still upraised. Second Corinthians 12, 1 through 10. I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise and heard inexpressible things, things that no one is permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth. but I refrain so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say, or because of these surpassingly great revelations. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Psalm 55. For the director of music, with stringed instruments, a Maskil of David. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked, for they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter far from the tempest and storm. Lord, confuse the wicked. Confound their words, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were rising against me, I could hide. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship at the house of God as we walked about among the worshipers. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the realm of the dead, for evil finds lodging among them. As for me, I call to God and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon I cry out in distress and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, he will hear them and humble them because they have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But you, God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of decay. The bloodthirsty and deceitful will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you. Proverbs 23, 4 and 5. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Do not trust your own cleverness. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. Oh, man, this psalm today. Wow. Okay, so we have some important things to look at. I'm going to read a verse from our reading from the Psalms today, And I know that as I read this, thousands and thousands of people will immediately go, that is how I feel right now. And so let me read this. Fear and trembling overwhelm me, and I can't stop shaking. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, then I would fly away and rest. I would fly far away to the quiet of the wilderness. How quickly I would escape, far from this wild storm. Have you ever felt like that? Like, I know what that feels like. Those moments or situations in life that kind of accumulate and then they come on so suddenly and are so overwhelming that it is our desire to fly away. Like, that's the only thing we want to do, is fly away to a place of peace and rest. And it's interesting because just a few lines later in this poem, we encounter one of the most famous passages of scripture. Cast your cares on the Lord, right? Give your burdens to the Lord. He will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. So here's the thing. There's this confessional outpouring of being overwhelmed and wanting to fly away that we can probably all identify with and that many of us are walking through like at this very moment. And then this passage of comfort that comes just a few lines later, maybe where we go to or maybe what we're told, cast your cares on the Lord. He will take care of you. He will not let you fall or slip. That's a famous passage that we go to. But there are interesting things about famous passages, because they're not like, it's not a magic spell. You saying that verse doesn't do it. Us listening to and obeying the instructions contained within the verse do it. We may be overwhelmed and turning to a scripture for comfort, but this scripture tells us what to do when we're overwhelmed. Cast. Give. Give over. Release your burden, your care to the Lord. Just saying the verse, give your burdens to the Lord and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. Won't do it. Give your burdens to the Lord and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. This is a collaboration. We are invited, as we always are with God, into the dance of relationship. We can say this verse all day long, but if we're not willing to let go of the burden and cast it on the Lord, then it's not gonna work. If we want to get to this part where we won't slip and fall and then God will be taking care of us, then we will have to give our burdens to the Lord and trust him. Not for an hour to catch our breath. Fully trust God. Release our expectations. Invite him to show us the next step. Allowing him to take care of us. So the verse at the beginning of the Psalms today talks about being overwhelmed and wanting to fly away to a place of rest. And then this verse tells us maybe how to access that place of rest without having to sprout wings. There's another poem in the Psalms that talks about the Lord sheltering us under his wings. Maybe we don't need wings to fly away and flee. Maybe we need shelter under the wings of the one that will take our burdens and show us what to do. And so, Father, this is like an everyday thing. Anxiety is blanketing humanity right now. We are all feeling the disarray the unsettledness that underneath it all, something's not right. And we know this is true. And you have showed us that there is a different way to be a human being. We can collaborate in life with you as we were intended. And that there are a place for all of these human emotions that we feel because of the things that we encounter. There's a place for this anxiety that lives as a ball in our guts. There's a place for this pain and suffering and emotion that lives in our heart. You are that place. And we can run to that place and cast, let go of, release these things to you so that we are no longer carrying the burden alone. Come, Holy Spirit, show us how to do this, how to rest in it, how to live in it, how to accept it as reality, how to allow you to lead us on the pathways of peace. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Summer and the Songbird in Nebraska. Today is Thursday, September 7th. And Brian, today you said, God will redeem anything that he touches. Let's not keep things off limits from his touch. Oh, mercy, is that a good word? So Lord, I come before you and alongside my Dab family and lift up prayer requests, big and small. Lisa on the East Coast, oh Lord, we ask for a miracle. We ask for miraculous healing. We ask for freedom from this pain and this cancer, comfort from you, where her family is not providing it. Work a miracle in her life. Be glorified through Lisa's full recovery and long, healthy life in Jesus' name. Also want to lift up his green thumb in Nebraska and ask for an update on your job situation. Shout out to Biala in Maryland and God Smile, who always make my heart leap when I hear your voice. So this, the light in me, the spirit in me just leaps when you call in. And we love you, Lord. We love this family. We love this community. Be glorified through it. In Jesus' name.
Greetings to you, my DAB family. This is Walking in the Light in Tennessee. This is a post that I don't know, just came out of nowhere, but I felt like I needed to share it. And I wanted to offer a word for today, whoever you are, wherever you hear this. Your word for today is to soar. S-O-A-R, soar. And I think I thought about it, or God dropped it into my spirit, because so many of us are chained to our circumstances, our family issues, our problems, the things that keep us bound, if you will, and chained to, I don't want to say the bottom, but certainly not soaring. And so it's a word for me too, because I love the idea of looking up, being up, lifting up, holding up. All of those things are up. And so we really want to live a life that is lifted up. And so your word is soar. So how will you soar? I don't know. Maybe some new colors, some new friends. Maybe try a different dish. Maybe, open a book, a different book. Just do something different, something that keeps you from being chained to the same old, same old. Give God a chance to move in your life and give the Holy Spirit a chance to interject something new. So soar today, soar That's your word. This is from Walking in the Light in Tennessee. I love you guys. Wish I could just lift each one of us up, but I know that we have our challenges, but we shall do our best to soar. Walking in the Light in Tennessee, still walking in the light. Have a great day, and God bless you all.
This is Willow from Indiana. Oh, Lisa, I heard your call. Please remember that our enemy will use anything he can to torment us, and this includes friends, words from a friend. Be on your guard, put on your armor. I know you have the shield of faith. Use it to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Oh, dear sister. Father, I pray protection around my dear sister. I pray that you would answer her prayer for more time to finish what she has planned. And I pray for her pain to die down and her sleep to be sweet. And I definitely pray discernment for her doctor so they can get her the medicine that she needs. I pray this protection around you. I love you, sister. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Paula calling from Albuquerque. I just finished listening to today's podcast, September 8th, and I think the sister that called, I recognize your voice, but don't ask me your name at the end. You were calling to encourage the mom of the 18-year-old who had said he's now atheist. I know that I am not the only one that is walking in those shoes, but I want to thank you for your testimony. It just gave me such encouragement this morning, as I know it did others. My daughter, as I've called in before, my daughter is in a same-sex relationship now. Says she doesn't believe everything in the Bible, but she knows she's a child of God. Well, that still gives me hope, and I do believe that God will bring her back. My son, too, he may not be in that same sin, but he, too, was redeemed. They both received Christ as young people, and your son, the mom of the 18-year-old, he will come back. He has to sow his wild oats and do his things, be a prodigal, if you will, just like we did. And we all are back, and we all love the Lord. To those that are listening that don't know him personally yet, this is your opportunity, because today is the day of salvation. Thank you. I love you all, and I continue to pray as I listen.
Thank you.